The snowpack is starting to warm up. So far, it's considered a slow thaw. Grand Forks-based National Weather Service Warning Coordination meteorologist Greg Gust is hopeful a big runoff will be delayed until the end of next week.
Even if we get to the point where we have a couple of a day or two where the nighttime temperature stays above freezing, and that's mainly that's going to be happening in west central Minnesota, what I call the upland reaches of Minnesota from Bemidji down through Fergus Falls, down through that area. They'll have a little bit of that yet this week, but Fargo, Grand Forks, not. So some of those areas are going to open up and start seeing creeks trying to break free and start moving, but it's going to be a while before that happens further down here in the main valley corridor and these main river channels. That's a week, 2 weeks or more down the road.
Gust says so far, this year compares to 2006 and 2011. Gust says 2011 was the last time the basin had this big of a snowscape.
Maybe down here in the southern part of the basin, well, 2006, that was a rapid runoff forced by rain. That type of scenario is a real troublesome one. And that's exactly what kind of stuff was happening just this last week with Sioux Falls and Omaha, where they had the snow melt in moving into the system. Ours isn't there yet, moving into the system, and then the rain on top, so that it quickly flushed that to the rivers and caused a lot of catastrophe. That's the scenario we want to avoid. But this has been a messy, an active spring weather pattern going on now for the last few weeks. So right now it's hitting the central plains again, and we're just getting a glancing blow. We do not want it to return back to the northern plains for the next few weeks.
Gust was the closing speaker at the Red River Watershed Management Board and Flood Damage Reduction Workshop's joint annual conference in Moorhead Thursday. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.